coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris.
It's about where you live.
This is the continuation
it's about
of the
living
message,
in the
Sound
Spirit.
Code and the Spirit.
Beyond time and space. That's what this is about. Hallelujah. My goodness. How could I walk in lack? How could I understand the supernatural and walk in lack? I refuse to lack. Say it again, I refuse to lack. Never. 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 Let me show you something. St. John chapter 14, verse 21. Now we're talking about secrets, you know, mysteries for the manifestation. Look at this. He that hath my commandment, these are the words of Jesus. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. He says, if you will love him, keep his word. His Father will love you, and guess what? I will love him and will manifest myself to him. The secret is in loving the Lord. He will manifest himself to you. You want him to show up in your life. You want him to manifest himself, manifest his glory in your life. It's the love of the Lord. That's where the secret is. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. It's there. He says, he that loveth me. He says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them. You do what I tell you? He says, that's the one who loves me. You prove your love by doing his word. And the Father will love you, and Jesus will manifest himself to you. He'll manifest himself in your job. He'll manifest himself in your business. He'll manifest himself in your finances. He'll manifest himself in your body. He'll manifest himself to you. You'll see his glory in your life. It's this simple. And even now, you know, we're in this place, and the Spirit of God is here, strong. The anointing of God is here strong. You'd be amazed at the kind of things that could happen just by even a moment in the Spirit, a moment of divine consciousness. See, the glory of God is in the Word of God that works in you. That's where the power is. That's where the power is. If you can activate that power, you'd be amazed at what you would see. Then, whatever hadn't worked in your life up until that time, there'll be a restoration that completely beclouds all of the problems of the past. Yeah. The Spirit of God, the anointing of God's Spirit. Most important in your life.
Hallelujah. So it's like maybe you've been trying something and it's like not working. Get a rhema. Maybe you just need the right coding. You see, let me show you another thing that's very important. You know that God, when he orders your word of blessing for you, he orders it and the word goes into the realm of the spirit. His word is timeless. Remember what Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's what he said. His word is timeless. That's why we can open the scriptures that were written hundreds of years ago and act upon them, and they still work. Because God's word is spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So when we pass into that realm and act on that word, the same thing that happened to the one to whom it was spoken at the time it was spoken, same thing happens to us again. Because his word is beyond time and space. So once I get into that realm of his word, I walk in the same light of that word. So what you need is being in the spirit, like he said. If you therefore live in the spirit, walk in the spirit. Walk in the spirit. Become spiritually conscious. And there's no better way to getting into spiritual consciousness than primarily speaking in tongues and then setting your mind on the word. That's how you do it. Meditation on the word. When you meditate on the word, you know, it's like a scanner. Your spirit is like a scanner. As you're praying in the spirit, your spirit starts going through the word of God. It's scanning through the word. You see, it's about to get the right code. Just keep speaking in tongues. All right? As you're speaking in tongues and your spirit is alert, then it keeps scanning. You see, scanning. Suddenly, it picks the right code. And when it picks the right code, faith comes to you. Then release the words. And once you release that word, nothing can destroy it. Nothing can stop it. It doesn't matter what the trouble is. I'll show you what happened in the Bible. Can I show you this? You want to see it? Something happened. Sometimes a lot of people who don't understand. Glory to God. Glory to God. My. To read that to you, let's look at a few scriptures first. So Matthew's Gospel chapter 13, verse 11. Let me show you these few things before we go in there. So Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 11, Jesus answered, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. You that belong to Christ, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Those who don't know Christ, to them it is not given. The mysteries of the kingdom are revealed to you. Mysteries for supernatural finance. Mysteries for extraordinary success. The mysteries are given to you. Look at it. He says, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. That's why I told you yesterday, they're using high intensity focused ultrasound, but they're getting good results, but not good enough, you see, to make it a permanent thing. Why? Because they don't understand the coding. So they're pouring everything in. High energy. A lot of things. You know, it's like putting so much into something, hoping something comes out. But imagine if they got to know the coding. It'll work every time. And right away, they'll tell everybody, this is it. This is the result. This is it. This will work any day, anytime. Okay, look at another scripture. Psalm 25, verse 14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Amen. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. What is the secret you need for your next level? See, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. It's not with everybody. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Now, Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 17, Amplified. I want you to see this. It says, for I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into mysteries and secrets, in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. Next verse. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light, so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you and how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints. He wants you to have insight into what? Mysteries and secrets. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. Let's see one of those secrets in the Bible. How could this happen? How? Joshua chapter 6. Let's begin from verse 1. Joshua chapter 6. Now, Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Have you ever had financial problems like that? When nothing is going out and nothing is coming in. Say, brother, it's quite hard right now. No business, nothing is coming in, nothing is going out. Look at that. Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eden Urua Street, off Udwok Avenue, Uyo. Worship with us on Sundays. English service, 7 a.m. Ethic and English service, 10 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5 p.m. You can call us on 0808-567-1444
or 0803-438-6464.